Happy Friday once again, ladies and gents. If you're listening in for the first time, or if you've been a longtime listener, I just want to say a quick thank you. I'm super appreciative of this, and you know, everybody that has provided feedback and thank yous, and people who have shared and have just listened religiously to my podcast. Big shout out to you guys, and you know, virtual hugs, because this has just truly been a very stress relieving thing for me, and it's very therapeutic in a way. And I didn't really think I was gonna take this podcast this far, but here we are, almost 3 months in, and I'm still enjoying it every single time. So, recap of last weekend, I talked about 4th of July memories and 4th of July plans. Those ended up being, the weekend just ended up turning out really, really well, and it was everything that I had pictured in my head, and again, it's wonderful to relive memories, but it's great to create new ones, but kind of in a similar way. So I hope all of you enjoyed like the longer weekend if you had one, or if not, hopefully you were able to enjoy the holiday as much as you can, as much as you could have. So anyway, I've gotten a lot of requests for today's topic. And for those of you who don't know me, music has been a part of my life for quite some time. I mean, ever since I was little, it's just really been a part of me, and it's spoken volumes over the years about who I am and the type of person I am. So I've gotten a lot of requests about like, what kind of music do you listen to? Who are your favorite artists? Who are your favorite groups? And, you know, maybe how music has influenced my life. So here is my story. It really started, music in my life started when I was very, very young. My father's eldest brother, he was a musician. He was very, very much into music growing up and with my dad, and he was the one to take my dad to certain concerts and, you know, get my dad into vinyls and, you know, all of that good stuff. And therefore, like, as a result, my dad's brother's son also ended up being a musician. And I remember being little and remember, you know, my uncle always loved to get out his guitars and, you know, play music, and he just kind of passed it along to his son, my cousin, and he developed into a musician as well. So my cousin, God rest his soul, he's not with us today, but I truly do love him and miss him, and every time I think of him, I think of music and I think of guitars. So that's kind of like where it all started. That's how I started to familiarize myself with music and different types of music, different bands, new bands, old bands, all of that good stuff. And fast forward to fifth grade, we had the option. I don't know if it was the same for any of you guys who are listening, but in my school, we had the option to choose between band or choir. And of course, I took a shot in the dark, because I had always sung. I've sung at church. I've sung at different festivals. I did a lot of karaoke nights with friends and family. Like, I'd love to sing, but I've always done that. So I had decided to take a risk and get involved in band. My instrument of choice, it was a tie between the clarinet or the flute, and I've always been like really interested in like different types of pipes. I've even considered the piccolo, which is the it's a smaller, basically a smaller version of the flute, and the flute ended up being my number one choice. I just remember hearing it being played so many times and remember it, just like how beautiful it had sound. So at the fifth grade, I was able to rent a flute, from one of the local music shops, near me. And we ended up paying it off, so I could keep it, forever. To this day, I still have it. It hasn't been played in a minute, but I probably should just to make sure everything's okay, because it has sat for a while. But that really introduced a different perspective for me. Being in band in high school and also in college just truly wasn't an it truly wasn't an escape, for me. I absolutely loved it. I ended up not doing too bad. I didn't have any, instrumental experience. I've never really played any instruments. So picking up the flute was definitely a shot in the dark. And I do remember the conversation Dad and I had. He's like, you can definitely do it. And he's like, I'll get you the instrument, but you will really have to like learn, because I don't know. So I was like, okay, I am going to learn this. I am going to do this. It's going to be fine. So it ended up being a great ride. And aside from that, you know, music in general is just, it's very, very healing to me. Depending on what it is or depending on what I'm in the mood for, mostly now I listen to a lot of alternative music. I listen to a lot of music from the 90s, but definitely over the years, it has changed. In middle school, I'll start with elementary. Elementary school, that's when, you know, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were kind of like at their peak. So they were very, very popular people. And also, I just found myself listening to a lot of older bands because that's what my dad had grown up with. That's what my uncle and my cousin grew up with. So they introduced me to a lot of bands such as, Nirvana, the Smashing Pumpkins, Linkin Park, you know, and a lot of just like the classic rock bands, or what I would like to classify as the classic rock bands, you know, Aerosmith, Journey, Kiss, all of those bands, that my dad and my dad's siblings had grown up with. So that was passed on to me. So I listened to a lot of that growing up. I listened to a lot of Journey growing up, aside from the pop stuff. So as I hit middle school, and junior high, I discovered bands, like groups similar to Paramore and Flyleaf and Evanescence. Those were probably the three, like, biggest groups that I definitely listen to, Paramore, mostly out of all of them. And that's just kind of, like, another phase of music that I definitely went through. And I even still have some of my old band merch, but I haven't gotten it out in years because it's so old and some of them are kind of like falling apart. But those were just the types of groups that I listened to. Now, country. Everybody has definitely different views on country, as do I. When I listen to country music, I am definitely not up to speed on the newer stuff, depending on who the artist is. People like Carrie Underwood and Kenny Chesney, I've followed for quite a while, and I really, like, do enjoy their newer music. Brad Paisley as well. Keith Urban is another one. But anything, like, that's really new, like, country music artists that are, like, peaking now, or country music artists that haven't been around since, like, the 90s or the early 2000s, I am not familiar at all. And I just don't prefer the newer stuff, but I definitely prefer 90s to kind of like early 2000s country music. Like, if I'm going to listen to country, that's what I will listen to. I listen to some of the newer stuff, but like new as in like 2010 new. I definitely don't listen to new country, because it just really, to me, it just doesn't sound like country a whole lot. So that's always just been something else that I've grown up with, apart from, like, you know, the classic rock bands and the 80s bands, older country music as well, because again, that's what my dad grew up with, and that's just what us kids listened to growing up. But as I grew older, and as I got into, like, marching band and started messing around with more, like, you know, instrumentals and, like, sheet music and just trying new things, different, like, modern day songs and, like, older songs, and just kind of seeing how it would sound on the flute and just kind of experimenting with that. That was really a time in my life, especially in college, that I will never forget. I would have loved to be in marching band at YSU, Youngstown State University. That's the again, that's the college that I transferred to from Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania. I was in the marching band at Edinburgh, and it was very, very easy for me to do because I had already lived on campus, and it was very convenient for me to be, you know, to be able to walk to band camp practices and to be able to walk to games and things like that. But since I was a commuter the second time around, and since I wanted to focus more on journalism stuff, it would have been too demanding and it would have been way too much. But I will never forget, like, the first time that I heard YSU's marching band, and the memories just flooded. Like, there was never a dull moment, or there was never a moment where I would hear them playing and I wouldn't tear up, because I basically, again, relived those memories that I created in Edinburgh. So it was really just a wonderful time, and I will personally have never forget it. So music today, especially, like, in college and, like, up to now, I really got into Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Amy Winehouse and Ella Fitzgerald, artists like that, I got into very, very heavily. I just remember in college, there wasn't a day that went by where I couldn't, like, not listen to Amy Winehouse or Frank Sinatra. I definitely got into the older music for sure. So that was a lot in college before I had discovered more alternative groups and more like 90s bands that I'd never heard of. And groups like Cage the Elephant and the 1975. The 1975, everybody also, again, has their different views on them, but honestly, probably one of the greatest groups that I've listened to. I enjoyed all of their albums. I only own two of their albums, but that was really the band that introduced me to that type of music. And the song that really made me fall in love with the 1975 was it's the song called The City. And that, I remember hearing that like for the first time, and it was surprisingly like on the radio, like on a station that I had never listened to. And I was like, wow, like this sounds really good. Who are these guys? And then the rest was history. So music has definitely shaped me for the long run, and it definitely, again, like I've said before, it speaks volumes about who I am. And you know, when people ask me like what my favorite song is, what my favorite group is, what my favorite, you know, singer or vocalist is, that is tough. Like, you would have to give me like a top 10, a top like 15 like range, and then maybe I could try to narrow it down that way. But it changes on the day, you know, especially like during like these hot like summer days. I've just been finding like really fun like summer playlists and alternative playlists on Spotify. For those of you who aren't on Spotify, my podcast is also on there as well. You can also listen to my podcast on several others, including Apple Podcasts. But I do know that most of my listeners come from Spotify. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. But Spotify has just really turned into my best friend. And I remember like back in the day or growing up, we didn't have all of these musical platforms or musical avenues that we could take. And it was just so, it's amazing, like thinking how much it's evolved, not only the music for sure, but like the ways of listening to it as well. Like, for instance, my dad still listens to music on the radio. He still has old tape cassettes that he will listen to. And, you know, he even remembers like when CDs had first come out. And then, you know, now CDs, which are very, very important to me. I love to collect CDs. I love to collect the different albums that are especially my favorites. And even that now is like considered old. So it's just kind of interesting. It's amazing to see like how music and the ways you could like listen to it have changed over the years. And now mostly, and I'm guilty of it, you know, mostly everybody just streams their music, whether it's from their phones, their laptops, their computers, however they decide to do that. But CDs and vinyls will still hold a special place in my heart for sure. It's just something about the way it sounds. It's amazing. And I don't know, like certain albums sound like really good on vinyl. Like, Like, another one of my favorite albums, like, on vinyl that sticks out to me is, like, the album Frank by Amy Winehouse, or Arctic Monkeys, another just great sounding vinyl. And also, like, the 1975. Like, there's just a lot of, like, really good groups that sound just electrified on vinyl, and it's just it's a great sound. It really is. And it, trust me, if you've listened to vinyl, or if you have vinyls, or if you have a turntable, you know what I'm talking about. So music is definitely never gonna go away for me. I listen to it every day. I even listen to it while I'm working, because it provides like a sense of peace, and you know, it keeps the stresses away, or at least it helps in keeping the stresses away. So it's just amazing, like, how music has, how far it's come, and just how it's changed so much. And I'm always, like, looking at, like, new, like, emerging artists just doing their thing and just trying it out. And, like, it's cool to see that, because, like, you never know who, like, the next legend is going to be. You know, and it's just cool to, like, learn about, like, how music has influenced other artists or people like me, and it really just works both ways. But it's really just a great thing to have around. So again, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful rest of your Friday. Me, I have a long work day ahead of me, so hopefully I can smile as much as I can through it. But anyway, stay safe, stay healthy, please stay hydrated, because the heat wave that we're having is just incredible. So please stay safe and stay healthy, stay hydrated, and most importantly, keep smiling. Have a good day, guys.